Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together again. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father, help us to understand, we pray, as we turn to your Word, that your bread of life might feed our souls and that we might think rightly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, picking up at verse 16 towards the end of the verse. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Well, we've seen, traveling back to the previous chapter into this chapter, that Paul's dealing with rights. So the Corinthians were saying that they have the right to eat meat, and Paul had been saying that that's true, but you shouldn't use that right if it's going to be detrimental. He then has moved on to the ministry, and there's been false teachers there, super apostles and others, who are using the right and taking from the Corinthians in order to promote their gospel. And here now Paul moves on, he's dealing with that, and he's talking about the gospel, and now he's talking about preaching, and he comes out with this incredible statement: woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. And I just wanted to use this as an opportunity to address something which is pretty significant in today's church. Now, when I say today's church, I don't mean Covenant, where I'm a pastor. I don't mean the Grace Presbyterian Church. I don't mean the Church of New Zealand. I just mean the church in general. In general, the church is suffering from a lack of conviction about and a lack of priority of the preaching of the gospel. Now, we have lots of sermons in different places. We have lots of rubbish in lots of places. But what we don't have lots of is the preaching of the gospel of Christ. Now, what's striking about that is that there have been times in church history where preaching has been the priority in the church. I think of times like the Puritans, times like Scotland in the 1700s, times like at the Reformation in Geneva. There have been times when that's been the case, and for Paul, that was the case. The preeminent task of the minister, of the apostle, was to preach the gospel. Now, I should just quickly say, what I mean by the gospel is not, I preach Jesus died for your sins, John 3 verse 16, come to the front and be saved. But the whole encompassing reality of what the gospel is. So what I mean by that is the whole encompassing reality of your salvation and what you've been saved for: obedience, newness of life, glory, the glory of God, your sanctification, your glorification, all of it. So the totality of the preaching of the gospel, so that people might be saved for the praise of God's glorious grace. There have been times when that has been the preeminent focus of pastors. I don't think we can say that's the case today. Rather, what is the focus on? You don't have to look very far, do you, in the church, to see a focus upon music, focus upon entertainment, a focus upon lights, a focus upon ministry teams, a focus upon strategies, and the list goes on, right? Everywhere you look, you see a church which is devoting itself to something other than the preaching of the gospel, to the detriment of the church. The truth of the matter is, there is no church that will thrive truly. Not financially, not in worldly success, but there is no church that will truly thrive and be blessed and successful in God's sight without the preaching of the gospel at the very core of everything it does. Why is that significant? It's significant because it means this is the litmus test for you as a church member. Does your church place at the very foundation, at the very core, at the very center of everything it does, the preaching of Christ? Because if not, you have to ask yourself, you have to question yourself, what am I doing here? Is this where I should be? If the church you're a part of does not place all of its key emphasis on the preaching of Christ, I have one suggestion for you. Find a church that does. I know that sounds shocking, but I legitimately mean it. Speak to your leadership, take the steps you can, engage with them, see if they're willing to change. But if they're not, at the end of the day, find a place where the word is preached, Christ is heralded, where the gospel is at the very core of the fiber of everything that takes place. As one pastor put it, that the preaching of the word should be the thing that flows out into every single aspect of the life of the church. So that when you go to ladies' Bible study, people speak to each other about what they heard on Sunday when the word was preached. So that when you go out for a cup of coffee with a friend, they say to you, man, did you hear what the pastor said? So that when you set the budget, the thing that drives your budget decisions is the preaching of the gospel. You see, it should flavor and tint and change everything in the church. What we desperately need is a fire for the preaching of the gospel to be lit in our churches and under the butts of our preachers, so that we would give ourselves to the preaching of God's word, so that we, with Paul, would say, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. Pray for your pastor. Encourage him. Encourage your minister to preach the word in season and out of season. And if you're a preacher, give yourself to it day and night, for there is no higher calling that you can fulfill. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for preachers. We thank you for the gospel. Lord, we pray, raise up preachers in our churches, that the message of Christ might be heralded to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.